Thank you, Mr. President, Excellencies, the Ambassadors and Permanent Representatives, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. As the working group comes to a close of the second peer review of Uganda's human rights situation at this session, I wish to express our deep gratitude to all states that participated at this review and for the useful contributions that they made that culminated into various recommendations for Uganda's consideration. I also wish to express our appreciation to the troika, that is Morocco, Portugal, and Mongolia, as well as the secretariat staff who worked tirelessly with our delegation to put together the draft report, which is now before the working group for consideration. Mr. President, Uganda took seriously all the recommendations that were made during the review. With regard to the recommendations that received our support, let me state a number of them are already being implemented and others will be implemented by various relevant stakeholders. Uganda is committed to reporting on the status of implementation of all these recommendations at the third peer review. Mr. President, Uganda is further committed to undertaking further consultations with regards to those recommendations that we have not been able to pronounce ourselves on at this session. We shall be providing appropriate responses to the UN Human Rights Council at its next session in early 2017. The working group may also note that Uganda has not been able to lend our support to some of the recommendations made for various reasons. In some cases, our acceptance would contravene some of the provisions of our constitution, the supreme law of Uganda, as well as the relevant national laws currently in place. Some others, our support would pose serious challenges and threats to our customs and moral values. As the leader of our delegation, Honorable Sam Kutesa, Minister of Foreign Affairs, reiterated in his opening statement to this working group on Thursday last week, Uganda is fully committed to implementing recommendations which, in our opinion, contribute to the advancements of democracy and promotion and protection of human rights in Uganda. Mr. President, I thank you for your attention, and I thank the participants for listening.